Good afternoon and welcome to Midday. I'm WYPR News Director Matt Bush, filling in for Tom Hall. On today's Midday News Wrap, we'll catch up on the latest stories in our area, and there are plenty of those. Later in the show, I'll speak with our reporter Scott Massioni about new transcripts from the Key Bridge collapse and the city's most recent crisis in the long-standing opioid epidemic. And then Adam Willis from the Baltimore Banner shares his reporting on how the elimination of a FEMA grant will impact flood mitigation plans for the Eastern Shore town of Crisfield. But first, we go to the breaking news of the week in Baltimore County. And yesterday, the latest twist in the search for a new inspector general broke late in the afternoon. County Executive Kathy Klausmeier announced her choice for the role, former federal employee Khadija Walker. Klausmeier's choice will be questioned by the county council next week, and a majority of those already support the prior Inspector General, Kelly Madigan, for the post, and she is still seeking reappointment. WYPR's Baltimore County reporter John Lee broke the story about Klausmeier's choice yesterday afternoon. He joins us now to unravel all of the week's updates. John, thanks for joining us.
Glad to be here, Matt.
So to back up first, you've been covering the story really ever since it's been a story, and you interviewed the prior Inspector General, Kelly Madigan, here on Midday in May. But first, remind us of the importance of this role of Inspector General in Baltimore County.
Sure. Well, it's still a relatively new position. The previous county executive, Johnny Oshefsky, created the position and then nominated Kelly Madigan for it to be the first Inspector General, which the council obviously confirmed her. And it came about because there had always been this sense in Baltimore County that there was a fair amount of corruption, fraud in county government. And so Oshefsky, when he ran for county executive in 2018, promised to create the position of inspector general. He did so. And then since then, Ms. Madigan has issued dozens of reports about corruption and waste in the government, some big, some small. And so it has certainly made, it's safe to say it has made an impact on county government, and that there's somebody, a watchdog, keeping an eye on things.
Now, late yesterday, the county executive, Kathy Klausmeier, who's taking over for Johnny Olszewski, is now in Congress. She's filling the last years of his second term. She announced her choice for the role. So what do we know about the announcement that came yesterday afternoon? What do we know about Khadija Walker, her choice?
Sure. Well, let me back up a little bit first, Matt, which was that in May, this county executive, Klausmeier, informed Ms. Madigan that she was not going to be reappointed for her position. She'd already served one term. You can serve two. She wants to serve a second term, but she was basically handed a letter that said, not going to reappoint you, but you feel free to reapply for the position. County Executive Klausmeier's take on all that is that county law requires her to do that. She said at the time that she couldn't just reappoint Kelly Madigan, that there had to be an open process. Now, that has been disputed by Kelly Madigan and others who say, no, what the law actually says is that the county executive can reappoint the inspector general to the post. And funnily enough, Ms. Klausmeier never asked the county attorney for a clarification on that. County Attorney James Benjamin, she could have asked him to weigh in to clear that up. She never did. And so here we are. Since then, there has been what the county executive has described as an open process. There was a panel that was picked that looked at applicants. There were almost two dozen applicants for the job, including Kelly Madigan. They whittled it down to three, again, including Madigan. And then what actually broke yesterday was that Klausmeier decided not to reappoint or I should say renominate Madigan, and instead went with Khadija Walker. Now, what do we know about her? Basically, what the county executive's office has told us so far, she comes with a lot of experience, so more than 20 years of experience at the federal level, like with the Environmental Protection Agency and USAID. And so she's coming in with that kind of experience. I talked to several council members yesterday about it, and certainly questions were raised about how someone with federal experience, how that would translate to a local inspector general. But I'm sure they'll be asking her those questions when they talk to her at a council meeting next week.
And yeah, that meeting is going to be on Tuesday, and certainly it's going to be quite newsworthy because, again, they will be interviewing the county executive's choice. But Kelly Madigan's still there. There's a majority of support on the council for her. So where does her push to get reappointed sit right now, and what will happen at this meeting Tuesday? What could happen? I guess that could be a really long-winded answer. What could happen? Anything could happen. But, you know, what can you preview here for us? What's Kelly Madigan's chance of getting her job back?
Sure. Well, if you're just counting noses today, you would say she's got a pretty good shot of staying in the job. These things can change. But throughout this process, I've been in touch with members of the county council, and there have been four of them who have solidly said to me and to others at this point that they are going to vote for Madigan and no one else. Those council members are the three Republicans on the council, David Marks, Todd Crandall, and Wade Catch, and Democrat Izzy Patoka. So with a majority of the council saying they'll only support Madigan, the county executive decision to nominate someone else, you know, it really puts them in an interesting position. Republican Councilman Wade Catch put it this way.
I have an obligation as somebody elected to office, and another person has been recommended for that job. I certainly do have the obligation to take a look at this person's resume and give it consideration. But again, I see no circumstance where I would be supporting somebody besides Kelly.
And so what we'll have to see as this goes on is whether the four of them are going to stick with Madigan and no one else, or whether they can be swayed otherwise. And also important to remember, I think, Matt, is that two other council members, Councilman Pat Young and Council Chair Mike Rattell, have also expressed support for Kelly Madigan. Really, the only council member who has not so far is Councilman Julian Jones. Important to remember here that he was the subject of two Madigan investigations. And so to answer your question about Tuesday, there will not be a vote taken on Tuesday. That is not what they're going to be doing. What the council will be doing instead is, I expect, we'll be hearing from Ms. Walker, talking to her about her credentials and her interest in the job and that sort of thing. Usually nominations from a county executive are perfunctory, you know, not a big deal. This one's not, clearly. And so we'll have to see whether they stick to their usual timetable, which is that they will talk to the nominee on Tuesday, and then the following Monday, they would usually take a vote. And we'll have to see whether that's going to happen. And just to throw a little something else into the mix here, Matt, on Tuesday, before the council meeting, there is going to be a rally in support of Kelly Madigan at the historic Towson Courthouse. So you're going to have that factoring in as well. If I were to guess, I would say at least some of the people who are taking part in that rally at 3 p.m. will then make their way in the council chambers at 4. And then you got a really interesting situation there where you're going to have supporters of Kelly Madigan in the audience. You're going to have the nominee being asked questions by a council, a majority of which say they're going to only vote for Kelly Madigan.
You're listening to Midday on 88.1 WYPR. I'm Matt Bush. Sitting in for Tom Hall, I'm speaking with WYPR's Baltimore County reporter, John Lee. And John, as best you can tell, you've been on this story since it started. You know, what is the reluctance about reappointing Kelly Madigan? Where does that come from? And to go back to your original point, the creation of this position, always seeing that there had been corruption in Baltimore County government, no doubt going back to the most famous politician that has come out of Baltimore County, Spiro Agnew. But, you know, what is the reluctance to her? She's been the first person to hold this job. She just noted one of the sitting council members is one of the persons who's been investigated. So what can you tell, as you can, is the reluctance to reappointing her? Is she ruffled feathers with the wrong people? What's going on?
That's a really good question, Matt. And I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I have a good answer for you. You mentioned Olszewski. I will say I got a comment from him last night where he said this is not the decision he would have made if he was county executive, even though he said he respects Klaus Meyer's right to pick whoever she wants. But as far as why we went down this road, I honestly, I don't know. you could look at it in the end as just a disagreement over what the county law says Kousmeyer had to do. You know, did she have the authority to just reappoint Kelly Madigan, or didn't she? And so that was the beginning of all of this, the sort of disagreement over to what the law says, which, by the way, I should mention here that Councilman Izzy Patoka is introducing legislation, which if the council passes it, it will go to the voters. And if they approve it in 2026, this process will change completely. The county will go to something like what the city has, which is that there will be a independent panel which will select and appoint the inspector general. Well, we're not there yet. It's not going to happen this time around. So it's actually a good question, Matt, about what might be driving this. To be honest with you, I can't say.
So if that's on next year's ballot, then just to say whomever gets appointed as inspector general here in the coming month, how long does that term last?
It'll be 4 years. And so, again, if for some reason the council decides to reject Ms. Walker and instead goes with Kelly Madigan, forces Kelly, the county executive, to nominate Kelly Madigan, she would have one more term. They are restricted to two terms, and that for 4 years. If Ms. Walker ends up getting confirmed by the council, then she could serve 2 4-year terms. And then Councilman Patoka's legislation, again, if it passes council, and then again, if it's approved by the voters, would kick in.
And lastly, you know, before this story that you reported, before everything came out yesterday, you know, you also spoke to the Association of Inspectors General. And they sent a letter to the Baltimore County leadership expressing concerns with the current selection process, which, again, might change in the coming years. But for this one, it is this way. Can you explain what the concerns of that group was and how the leadership has responded to that letter?
Sure. Well, it kind of goes back to what we've been talking about here, which is the reading or perhaps misreading of the county law. The association says Kathy Kousmeyer kind of wanted it both ways. You know, you either reappoint your inspector general, or you fire her or just say, I'm not going to reappoint you, and go and move on. She didn't do that. She kind of had it both ways. She said she was not going to reappoint Kelly Madigan, but she also encouraged Madigan to reapply. And so the Association of Inspectors General said that was a total misreading of what should have happened here. And they also had reservations about what happened after that, where Kousmeyer picked a panel to look at the applicants, got it whittled down to 3. And then there was another layer added in which Kousmeyer and 2 other people were part of a final panel who picked the eventual nominee, who was Ms. Walker. So the association, which in my experience, they don't weigh in that often, but they certainly thought it was important to weigh in this time around.
John Lee is a member of our WYPR news team. Be sure to follow his coverage on this and everything coming out of Baltimore County at WYPR.org or on the Baltimore Public Media app. John, thanks for joining us, and we will certainly be ready for whatever comes out of Tuesday evening and your coverage of it.
Thank you, Matt. I'll be there.
It's time for a quick break, but don't go anywhere. When the Midday News Wrap returns, we'll hear from WYPR reporter Scott Massioni about new transcripts from the Key Bridge collapse and the city of Baltimore's response to the mass overdoses in Penn North. You're listening to Midday. I'm WYPR News Director Matt Bush, filling in for Tom Hall. Stay with us.